it's hard to call in sick. You know you have work that needs to get done. You know your colleagues are going to have to step in and carry the extra burden. So how do you handle this when you've got the flu?
Yeah, this flu seems to be taking down more people than any prior years that I can even remember. It's taken us down for longer. So it's not just your typical 3 or 4 days. People are often out a week plus. And so that's creating a lot of stress on the workplace. You know, all workplaces are running lean, kind of under the mantra of do more with less. So there's a greater strain around taking that time off.
How do you manage this then with your boss?
So let me tell you what we traditionally do and why it's wrong. What we traditionally do is this. We pick up the phone and say, boss, sorry, I can't come in. I'm sick. Got the flu. Click. I'm going to go back to bed. Don't do that. What you've just done is you've taken all of your work responsibilities and you've pushed it onto your boss to figure out how they get done. You've essentially said, hey, boss, will you figure out what I was supposed to do and take care of it for me? Here's what you need to do. Before you pick up the phone and call your boss, call somebody else or other people that can help you get your job done while you're out. Maybe it's your coworker. Maybe it's a customer that you need to let them know you're sick and you can't make that meeting or you can't make that call. Or you need to, you know, set up your email so it gives a note that you're sick. But do some of the maintenance. So when you call your boss, you can call your boss and say, hey, boss, I'm sick. I really don't feel well. And these are all the things I've done to make sure everything runs smoothly without me.
Now, there are some folks that will be worried about losing a job or worried about losing money because if you don't work, you don't get paid. And so you don't want to be out those days. What do you do in those situations?
You're right. So what we're talking about is the luxury of being able to take time off and even work from home. That's another thing. If you're sick, you can ask to work from home. If you find yourself in the situation where you have to go into the office, first thing you need to do is make sure when you get there, you tell everybody, hey, I'm sick. Don't get near me. And second, if you can, almost sequester yourself. Put a little barrier up around you. So right around the new year, a small company I was working with, I went in to go see the owners and talk about some of the work I'd been doing. And I happened to know the controller, the guy who does their accounting and a lot of their financials for the business. And I wanted to go see John. And they said, no, we've actually sequestered John to that side of the building. And they had just kind of blocked off this area where John was because John was sick. But it was the end of the year and he needed to be there to close
all
the books.
Still had to get the books done. Yeah.
Yeah, there was work he needed to do that he could only do while he was there. But that was a case where he was able to get his work done. He had to come in and he sequestered himself. So if you can do that, that is also an option.
Brandon Smith is our go-to expert on working and career issues. He joins me most Fridays. Have a good weekend.
You too.